Right, clearly a tough night all round. Just give us your reflections on the evening overall.
Aye, it's a really tough one to take. Up until the first goal goes in, we were the dominant team, you would have to say, and it's really, Eric, it's 15 minutes of absolute madness that's cost us the game. And it's another three really poor goals from our end. And it's been very, very unlike us for a couple of years, and it's crept in, and we need to get rid of it and get rid of it fast if we're to do anything.
Is that the most disappointing, concerning aspect perhaps of tonight, that when Rovers got on top with the goals, that the team seemed to almost fall apart there, or at least weren't able to initiate any sort of a response to it?
Aye, well, the first two goals were 5 minutes apart, and identical goals really from a movement point of view, so it's poor from our end, and the third goal is a terrible goal. But if you look outside that 15-minute period, we've had the majority of the chances, majority of the play, and as I said, if you switch off for any sort of time against a team like that, you get punished, and that's what's happened to us, and I take full responsibility. I'm the manager of this club, and at the minute, it's far too inconsistent. We're dropping too many points, and it's a poor night.
Is it the defensive unit that's at fault for the goals, or is it more than that? Because you are conceding easier this season.
A lot easier. And everyone has a role within the team. 1-11 from a defensive point of view, like they do, is so it's a collective thing. It needs to stop and stop fast. It's something that we haven't been guilty of in recent seasons, and we need to get back to that.
What sort of a insight does a night like tonight give us in terms of where Derry City are at and where Shamrock Rovers are at in this league?
It's a good question. I think we, as I said, right up to the first goal, I thought we were the better team, and their quality in a 15-minute period has taken the game away from us. And as I said, we've showed moments over the last three games, Dundalk at home last week against Drogheda for 45, 50-minute period, tonight here for a 50-odd-minute period, but that doesn't win you games. You have to do it for longer than that. You have to be more resilient. You have to be more, when you get chances presented, you have to be more ruthless and be ruthless in both boxes, and tonight we weren't.
What about events at the very end there? Have you any views on what was going on?
I couldn't see what was going on. Couldn't see it.
And can you pick them up now for a big game here on Monday night?
That's my job. That's what I'm paid to do. I certainly won't lie down, and I hope the players won't lie down, and I don't expect that they will. We've bounced back before, and hopefully we can bounce back again.
Very tough night here at the Brandywell. First time in a couple of seasons where you conceded three. Crazy second half for Derry.
Aye, a crazy 15-minute period that took the game away from us, absolutely killed us. And up until that point, I thought we were the better team, and we just didn't take our opportunities. And you're not going to win games of football, especially against opposition like that, if you're not ruthless. And they punished us. They were ruthless, that's for sure.
2 weeks in a row, right away at Drogheda last week, second half syndrome maybe coming out and not performing to the same standard as the first half in both games.
You could say that. As I said, it's not an acceptable run that we're on at the minute. It's 1-1-6. It's not acceptable. I'm the manager. I take responsibility. But we have to stick together. It's a strange season. We have to stick together. And I've no doubt that we can get back on the horse again and go on a run, and that's what we'll try and do.
Really disappointed with the nature. You can see that the three, Derry were caught open twice in the first half, wide open, but conceding the three then.
All terrible goals. There's no other explanation for it. And we have to do much better going forward.
Rory, what do you say? That's the second home game against Galway, and here tonight against Shamrock Rovers. There are some fans were booing at the end. Have you a message for them?
No, I completely get it. I get the frustration. No one's as angry as me, and people can say that I come across as this laid back person and I don't show any emotion, but believe me, it's gut wrenching, and we expect better and we want to produce better for our supporters and hopefully we can do that on Monday night. And as I said, the run of form that we're on at the minute isn't acceptable and we need to try and change it and change it fast.
So you'll work hard, you say you don't lie down, you'll expect a bounce back on Monday and you'll expect a response from your team come Monday.
Yeah.
Rory, you had the post just before the end of the first half?
We did, aye. It was a really good effort. Danny was bright tonight and we had a few other opportunities. Poles makes a brilliant save from Michael Adam O'Reilly's a decent chance as well. And we had a couple just at the start of the second half as well, so we've created chances. And as I said, against opposition like that, if you don't take your chances, you get punished, and that's what's happened.
And of course, this league gives you another chance very quick on Monday.
Aye, and we need to man up, roll our sleeves up and get out on the pitch on Monday night and put in a display that's worthy of representing this club.